Extra security measures will be in place for Friday's First Friday celebration and Hall of Fame festivities in downtown Canton. Centennial Plaza will be surrounded by temporary fencing with security screening at all entrances, and unaccompanied minors will not be allowed inside. Canton police also say the city's juvenile curfew will be strictly enforced beginning at 9 in the downtown Dora and 11 p.m. in other parts of the city, including the Grand Parade route. Missing person alert issued across Starr County and several other counties, including Mahoning and Columbiana, as police search for a missing teenager. Authorities say 17-year-old Cameron Kaiser was last seen Friday in Hills and Dales Village. The vehicle he'd been driving was later found abandoned in Akron. Investigators say Kaiser is without medication that controls seizures, creating a potentially life-threatening situation. Anyone with information on his whereabouts asked to call 911 or the Hills and Dales Police Department at 330-837-9346. Communities across the Route 30 corridor will see improved internet access thanks to a $20 million state investment. Governor Mike DeWine in Broadband Ohio announced the funding for a new fiber network to stretch across 15 counties. It includes Carroll, Columbiana, and Stark, and will help internet providers expand high-speed service to homes, businesses, schools, and other key facilities. ComNet Incorporated will build the infrastructure, with construction expected to take about 2 years. A labor issue highlights tonight's Alliance City Council meeting. Council will consider a resolution declaring the collective bargaining agreement with the Federation of United Employees has expired, rejecting a proposed successor contract and withdrawing the city's voluntary recognition of the union. Members will also vote on funding for a sewer vacuum truck and two new police cruisers, waive the residency requirement for Safety Service Director Blaine Lewis, and honor outgoing Council President Art Garns for a decade of service. What started as an unwanted person complaint in Canton ended with a woman facing multiple felony and misdemeanor charges. Police were called to a home in the 1100 block of 15th Street Northwest Sunday afternoon after a resident reported a woman refusing to leave the property. Officers say 34-year-old Ashley Dolly of Canton had an active warrant and tried to flee. When they attempted to arrest her, she's also accused of resisting, attempting to bite an officer, and damaging a police cruiser. Police reported finding suspected methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. One person was hospitalized after a four-vehicle crash in Jackson Township Sunday afternoon. It happened on Fulton Road near Meyer, where one of the vehicles overturned. Seven people were evaluated at the scene, with one taken to a local hospital. Eastbound Fulton was closed for a time while police and firefighters responded and investigated the crash. Four Canton families displaced by a house explosion are getting help from a new community fund. Canton for All People have created the fund to provide temporary housing and eventual relocation assistance for those impacted by Thursday morning's blast on Bonnet Place Northeast. Investigators say the explosion was caused by a natural gas leak. Two men suffered severe burns. The Greater Alliance Carnation Festival Community Luncheon was Saturday. Yearly awards were announced. Jim and Karen Perrone received the Grand Parade Marshal Award. Patty Schaefer received the Favazzo Jeswald Founders Award. And David Williams was named Citizen of the Year. The festival continues tonight with a showing of the movie Zootopia 2 at Maple Beach Park at dusk. The used book sale continues at the Commons. Tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell Home will run from 1 until 4. An author event featuring Eric Litwin will start at Maple Beach Park at 7. The Highway Patrol investigating a fatal motorcycle crash in Tuscarawas County. 26-year-old Marcus Miller of Sugar Creek was killed just after 10:30 Sunday morning after his motorcycle struck a vehicle making a left turn onto County Road 77 from Route 39 in Sugar Creek Township. He then hit a second vehicle. Miller was wearing a helmet. The other drivers were not injured. Dilapidated structures in Columbiana County set to be demolished with help from a state grant. The Columbiana County Land Bank was awarded $230,000 through Ohio's Building, Demolition, and Site Revitalization Program. 16 of the properties are in East Liverpool, with two each in Wellsville and Salineville. City leaders say the project will help clean up neighborhoods and prepare the properties for future use. A temporary position created after the East Palestine train derailment could soon be eliminated. The Morning Journal reports Village Council has given first reading to abolish the fire department's administrative and EMS coordinator job. Village manager Antonio Diaz-Guy says the role was created to help the department respond to the aftermath to the 2023 derailment. He says those extra duties have largely ended. The cash reward being offered for information leading to the arrest of a man wanted on a federal drug charge. U.S. Marshals looking for 22-year-old Timothy Davis Wanted for conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute drugs, authorities say Davis is known to frequent the Youngstown, Akron, Cleveland, and Wheeling, West Virginia areas. Anyone with information asked to call 1-866-4-WANTED. Anonymous tips are welcome.